Welcome back to the OU's Masechtas Katanos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the Tractate of Sofrim, which deals with the laws of scribes, and we are in the fourth chapter, which deals with names of God which may not be erased. So the first brisa says, Elu shemot she'ein nimchakim. These are the names that cannot be erased. Hakosev Aleph Lamed, if one writes the name of God spelled Aleph Lamed. Aleph Dalid, one of the names of God that starts with Aleph Dalid. Yud Hey, similarly. Shakai, which is the Almighty. Tzvakos, which is hosts. Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh, I will be that I will be, which is the name God used when he identified himself to Moshe. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzvaos Chol. Rabbi Yossi says that the word Tzvaos, which you'll notice I said without the inserted kuf this time, hosts, that is secular. It's not a name of God. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Shel Beis Aguda, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar of the Beis Aguda said, Hayukosin b'Yushalayim b'Hayumochin Tvos. In Yushalayim we used to write and erase the word Tzvaos, Shehayu Nohagin b'Ochol, because we treated it as secular. Shene Amar, and he quotes a pasuk which shows that it's meant to be secular. Upkado Sarei Tzvaos v'Rosh Ha'am. So it refers to the Sarei Tzvaos, which is not a reference to God there. Let us look in the Nachlas Yaakov. Elu shmos she'ein nimchakim. These are the names that may not be erased. Afal gav b'maseches Shavuos k'chashiv yoter. Even though in the Tractate of Shavuos more names are mentioned. Diktani hasam, elu hein shmos she'ein nimchakim. There it says these are the names that can't be erased. Kel, Elokecha, Elokim, Elokechem, Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh, Aleph Dalid, Yud Hey, Shakites of Akos Adkan. So it lists a number of names that are not listed here, and it spells out Elokecha, your God, Elokim, God, Elokechem, all of your God, etc. Gam HaRambam, Perech Vav Mehalachas Yisore HaTorah, and the Rambam also says, Kechashiv Shiva Shmos She'ed Nimchakim Milvat Eheya Asher Eheya. There he lists seven names that cannot be erased aside from Eheya Asher Eheya. So, afilu hachi, ein mizeh stira lebraisa dehacha. In any event, this is not a contradiction of our braisa. The yesh lomer dechachashiv hacha kel ubezeh nechlal kol shem elokus. So, since it says the name that starts aleph lamed, that includes all such names. So, elokim, elokecha, etc. Those are all included under aleph lamed in our braisa. Shenamar ufgudu sarei tzvaos. And it says that the captains of the hosts, Bim Cain, Koit Tzvaos, Al Shem Yisrael, Velo Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the referent there is the Jews and not God. U'Maseches Shavuos Mefurash Lahedya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzvaos Chol, Shelo Nikra Tzvaos, Ela Al Shem Yisrael. And it says explicitly in Tractate Shavuos that Tzvaos refers to Israel, not to God. Let's look in the second brisa. Hakosev Aleph Lamed me'arba osios, Yud Hey me'arba osios, Eina nimchakin, b'nei sheyesh shmos kiyotze behen. If somebody writes Aleph Lamed when he wants to write a four-letter name of God that includes that beginning, a four or more letter name, so if he wants to write Elohim and he just writes Kael, or if he writes Yud Hey when he wants to write Yud Kei Vav Kei, he wants to write the four-letter name of God that we pronounce Hashem, and instead he just writes the first two letters of it. These may not be erased because they are also names of God. Shin Dalid Meshakai, Tzva Mitzva Os. If he writes the first two letters of the Almighty, Shakai, Shin Dalid Yud, or if he writes Tzva from Tzva Kos, Aleph Hei Me'eheyeh, or if he just writes the first two letters of Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh, Hare Elu Nimchakin, all of these can be erased, Mimnesha Ein Shemos Kiyotze Behen, because they are not in and of themselves names of God. So if you stop short after writing the first two letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, you meant to write a name of God, and you wrote a name of God, even if it's the one you meant. But if you want to write one of these, and you stop short, you haven't written a name of God, even if you were originally intending to. Nachlas Yaakov. Me'arba Osios, Mishem Eloka, so it's from the name Eloka, O Elokei, or God of, Shiniskavein Liksov Kol Hashem, he intends to write the entire name, Velo Kasov Rak Shtei Osios Aleph Lamed, and he ended up only writing the first two letters. V'kein Shiniskavein Liksov Shem Havaya, and similarly if he wanted to write the four-letter name of God, the Tetragrammaton, Lo Kasov Rak Yud Hei, and if he only wrote the first two letters, Yud Hei. Afilu hachi einim chakin lefish shtei osios elu lachud hei nami shmos. These cannot be erased because these names are themselves names of God. Halacha gimel. Kol ha'osios hamasham shos l'shem bein milfanav bein me'alcharav. All the letters that affix to a name, that serve it, whether they are prefixes or suffixes, hare elo nimchakin, they can be erased. So what are examples of this? Behashem, kihashem, lihashem, vihashem. So if you're writing in God, or like God, or to God, or and God, the beis, the chaf, the lam, the vav, hare elo nimchakin, ukiyotze behen. These and similar prefixes can be erased. What's kiyotze behen? What are similar prefixes? Rotzalomar, shehashem, shin nimchak. So if you're writing that God, then the shin can be erased. Mehashem, mem nimchak. Shehein nami, tefillin l'shem. So similarly, if you're writing from God, the mem can be erased. All of these serve the name, but are not part of the name. Back of the Mishnah, the Braisa. Umar acharav, Elokeinu, Elokeichem, Elokeihem. Nun vav, chaf mem, hey mem, hare elu nimchakim. So if you're writing our God, or your God, or their God, then those suffixes can also be erased. Ukiyotze behem, and all similar suffixes. And again, a similar suffix would be, for example, Elokecha. And let's continue. V'yesh omrim, chaf mem elokechem, eno nimchak. Some say that the chaf mem, the suffix of Elokechem, cannot be erased. And if you look in the Nachlas Yaakov, he clarifies, Chadaminahu nakat. It's only giving one of them as an example. The Holadas HaYesh Omrim Kol HaOsios HaNetfalin L'Shem Acharav Ena Nimchakim. The other opinion says that all of the suffixes cannot be erased, and it's only giving this one as an example. V'Hachi Yisab HaMeseches Shavuos, and this is discussed in Tractate Shavuos, Lehedya, specifically, Acherim Omrim L'Acharav Eno Nimchak Shekvar Kidshu Hashem. The suffixes cannot be erased because the word has already become sanctified. Ubaskinon Hasam Hilchasa Ka'acherim, and there we say that the halacha follows the second opinion. V'Chein Chasav B'Shulchan Aruch Sif Reish Ayin Vav. And that's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So, halacha l'maisa, it would seem that if you're writing a name of God with a prefix, the prefix can be erased, but if you're writing it with a suffix, the suffix may not be erased. Halacha Dalid. V'chol Shemos Hedyotos She'osios Sehem Osios Hashem. All common nouns that have the same letters as the name of God, Hare Elo Nimchakim. These can be erased. So what's an example? Ki Yodea Elohim, Ki Bayom Achachem Mimenu, V'nifkechu Enechem, V'yisem Ke Elohim. So you'll notice the first one I said Elohim, the second one I said Elohim. So God knows that on the days that you eat it, the tree of knowledge, the fruit of the tree of knowledge, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods with a lowercase g. That's a common noun. Harishon Kodesh v'Hasheni Chol. The first one's a name of God, the second one isn't. Ki Hashem Elokechem hu Elokeha Elohim. God, your God, is the God of gods, lowercase g on the second one. Harishon Kodesh v'Hasheni Chol. The first one is a name of God, the second one is a common noun. Let's look in the Nachlas Yaakov. So, talking about eating from the tree of knowledge, Harishon Kodesh, Diodea Elokim Koi, Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vahavi Kodesh. The one that says God knows, that's referring to God, and it is a holy name. Avavi Yisem Ke Elohim, but where it says you will be like gods, lowercase g, Lo Koi Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to be like God with a capital G. Ela Perusho Vi Yisem Ke Malachim, it means you'll be like angels. And this is also the explanation given in the Targum. And another example, Elokeha Elohim, God is the God of gods, lowercase g. The Elohim Hasheni Koi Al Hashoftim. The second instance of the word Elohim refers to the judges, Hanekroim Nami Elohim, who are also referred to by this word, the Huchol, and that's a secular noun. Halacha He. V'Aduneha Adunim. The Lord of Lords, Harishon Kodesh V'Hasheni Chol. The first is a name of God, the second one is it. Elokei Avraham Kodesh, when it says the God of Abraham, it's a name of God. Elohei Nahor Chol, but the gods of Nahor, is a secular noun. Elohei Avihem, Chol, the gods of their fathers, is a common noun. Elohim Lo Sekalel, do not curse God or gods. Mashma Kodesh V'chol, the word there does double duty. It's both a common and a name of God. Reb Shimon Omer, Kodesh. Reb Shimon says that it's holy. Kial Kain or Isi Panecha Kiros Panei Elohim. Now that I have seen your face, it's like I've seen the face of God. Hari Zechol, this is a secular, common noun. Machane Elohim, the camp of God. Hari Zekodesh, this is referring to God with a capital G. So we really have the same thing with the word Elohim or Elohim going on here that we have with God written with a capital G, sometimes with a dash instead of an O, and God written with a lowercase g. It's exactly the same as we're doing in English. Nachlas Yaakov, Harishon Kodesh, Dekoyal Kodesh Baruch Hu, because it's referring to God. Va'adonim, and the second lords, Koy Ashoftim, refers to the judges. Va'kodesh Baruch Hu, Hu Adon Al Kol Ha'adonim, so God is the lord of all of these lords, like British lords is a lord. Lechein Harishon Kodesh V'Hasheni Chol. That's why the first one is a name of God, and the second one is a common noun. Elokei Avraham, the God of Abraham. Hachim Aforsh B'Midrash Rabba. This is explained in the Midrash. V'Rashi B'Chumish Parshas V'Yetze. Rashi says it in Chumish. Elokei Avraham Koya Kadosh Baruch Hu. The God of Abraham refers to God. Alal Inach Havi Shem Avodas Kachavim. But the other refers to an idol. Elokim Lo Sekalel. Don't curse God or gods or etc. The Yesh Lefarsho Al Birchas Hashem B'Hava Kodesh. So it could refer to the prohibition against cursing God, and therefore it is a holy word. V'yesh lefarsho nami shehu azhara al klaz dayan v'hu kol. It also refers to the prohibition against cursing judges, in which case it's secular, so that word could go either way. Halacha vav. Kol hashemos ha'amurim ba'avraham kodesh chutz me'echad. All these names that are said in connection with Abraham are holy, they're names of God, with one exception, Shehu Chol, and that exception is a secular or common noun, Shenemar. Vayomer Adoni imno matzasi chen be'enecha, where he says, my master, if I have found favor in your eyes. V'yesh omrim kodesh, but others feel that this is, in fact, referring to God. Another example by Avraham, by he kasher hisu osi elokim. It happened when God caused me to wander, so that would refer to God. Rav Hananya Echav Shel Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kodesh. Rav Hananya, the brother of Rabbi Yeshua, says that it's holy, and it means She'elulei Elokim Kvar Hisu Osi. If it wasn't for God, then these other rulers would have caused me to wander. So, referring to the first part of our Brisa, this Imna Matzasi Chaim, so who is that referring to? Perish Rashi B'Chumash B'Masecha Shavuos. So Rashi and Chumash and the Gemara and Shavuos both say, the Malach Amtsoi Kara Adon. So the master to whom Avraham is speaking is this ministering angel who's bringing him a message. B'Yem Kein Huchol, and if so, that's secular, Dekoy Al HaMalach, because it's referring to the angel. So that's the referent of that verse. Brisa number Zion, number 7. Kol HaShemos HaAmurim B'Lot, all names of God said in reference to Lot, Chol, they are actually common nouns, they're secular, Chutz Meha'acharon, except for the last one, Vayomer Lot, Alehem, Alna Aduni, God no please. Kol HaShemos HaAmurim B'Micha, Chol, all the names of God that are said in the book of Micha are secular, Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Yud Kei, Podesh, B'Aleph Lamed Chol. And Rabbi Yossi says all of those that are written with the Yud He are holy, and all of those that are written with Aleph Lamed are secular. Chutz mi beis Elokim b'Shilo, except for the reference to the Mishkan, which is the house of God in Shiloh. V'chol hashmos ha'amurim ben Nevos Kodesh, all of the names of God that are said in the story of Nevos are holy. Chutz miberach Nevos Elohim v'melech, except for where it says that Nevos was accused of cursing God, lowercase g, gods and king. Let's take a look in the Nachlas Yaakov on that one. Nearly, lefi sherov Yisrael hayu ovdin avodas kachavim b'yamim ha'hem. He seems to feel that because most Jews were idol worshippers in those days, umistama lo ratzu shiyanshu l'navos al birchas Hashem, and they would not be inclined to execute Navas for cursing God. So it must be referring to an idol, because otherwise, you know, what would be the trumped up charge against him? So they had to accuse him of cursing the idol, not, God forbid, of cursing God. Back in the Brisa. V'chol shemos ha'amorim b'givas bin yamim, Reb Eliezer omer chol, Reb Yeshua omer kodesh. So in the incident where they had a civil war, where the rest of Israel went to war against Binyamin, the reference to the name of God there, there's a difference of opinion whether they are secular or holy. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, v'chi heich efsher shahamakom mavtiach v'eno oseh. So the one opinion is that it must refer to an idol, because there's no way that God would say something and then not do it. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, hamakom mavtiach v'oseh. And Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer, God said, and he did. So now what's going on here? Nachlas Yaakov explains, Dichsiv v'yishalu b'nei Yisrael b'Hashem, le'mor ha'osif l'geshes l'milchama im b'nei Binyamin achi. So they asked, should we go to war against the tribe of Binyamin? V'yomar Hashem, oloi lav, and God said, go fight. And Rabbi Eliezer feels that this name is secular, meaning that they asked an idol, God with a lowercase g. Rabbi Yehuda suffers shehu kodesh, and Rabbi Yehuda feels that it's a holy name, because they asked the Urim and Tumim, so they were consulting with God through his intermediary. So what's the difference of opinion based on? They didn't win the battle. If God told them to go, why would he tell them to go so they should lose? So it must be that they ask their idol. So now really what happened was, and you can read all this more in the Nachlas Yaakov, they didn't ask if they were going to be successful. They asked if they could have permission to go fight Binyamin. So God said, sure, go ahead, do what you want. So he didn't promise them they would be successful. They didn't go about it the right way. He gave them permission to do it, and they were beat back. When they later went about it the right way, and they didn't go in with their preconceived idea that they're going to do this, then God told them to go and they'd be successful, and they were successful. So, yes, God told them that they could go. He didn't promise them success. It wasn't his idea, it was theirs. Halacha Ches. Asapra El Chok, I will tell God of the decree, Hari Zeh Kodesh, V'chachamim Omrim Hari Zeh Chol. There's a difference of opinion whether the referent here is secular or holy. El Elokim B'tzion, Harishon Chol V'Hasheni Kodesh. To God in Zion, the first one is secular, the second one is the name of God. V'haloch El Kel B'Mishpat, Harishon Chol V'Hasheni Kodesh. To go to God in judgment, the first is secular, the second is holy. Immanuel, Immanuel, one word versus two words, Harishon Chol V'Hasheni Kodesh. The first one is secular because it's a person's name. The second one, where it's two words, the referent is God. Harishon Enu Nechalik, V'Hasheni Nechalik. And the first one is not split, it's a single word. The second one is split, it's two words. So let's see what's going on with these Asapra El Chok. V'Halachazu, Asi Lashmu'inan, L'fi Shetevas Aleph Lamed, Matsinu L'fa'amim B'Nikud Segol. So we see that sometimes the word El is written with a segol, the three dots, and it goes on to explain how that's a preposition. Uva'amim ksiv benikud pasach uperusho lo. And sometimes it's got a pasach, which is the straight line, and it means no. So, you know, al tira, do not fear, like that. Uva'amim hu benikud tsere, and sometimes it's written with a tsere, the two dots, uhushem kodesh, and then it's a name of God. And it's one of the names that cannot be erased. And sometimes, even when it's written with the tsere, perusho kemo ele. Sometimes, el means ele, these, or this. Which is something we see many times in the Torah. So what we're learning from this halacha is that there are times when this aleph lamed is written with different vowels, and it's secular, and even when it's written with the two dots, it might still be a holy name. Finally, the last price of halacha test. Vahi kasher his avu osi Elohim umi kel kamocha harishon chol v'ha'achron kodesh. The first one is secular, the second one is holy. Tisam shomrom ki marsa be'elokim, that Samaria will bear their sin because they rebelled against God. Harizek kodesh. Rabbi Nassan omer v'beis elokav harizek kodesh. So again, these are two examples, the house of God in that pasuk, these are two examples of holy names. Yatav elokecha tashuv harizek kodesh, turn to your God is holy. Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel b'kerev Elohim yishpot, God stands in the congregation of God and judges among the judges. Meshamish kodesh v'chol, so we've got a combination of sacred and secular going on here. Yaski reini kel el evil, that God turns me over to the wicked. Harishon kodesh v'hasheni chol, the first aleph lamed is a name of God, and the second one is secular, it's a preposition. Ki el kel ha'amar nosasi, in this one it's the other way around, that the preposition is first and then the name of God is second. Harishon chol v'hasheni kodesh, the first one is secular, the second one is holy. V'amar Rabbi Elzer ben O, shor Rabbi Yehuda haglili, v'al yehi makom l'zakasi. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi haglili, says that there should not be a place for my cry. Yesh le'el yadi, referring to the power of my hand. Ve'ein le'el yadcha, referring to the power of your hand. Ve'yos le'el yadcha, again another reference to the power of one's hands. El mus, to the death. Kulam chol, all of these aleph lamed words are secular. They are not names of God, even though they are spelt the same as names of God. Ve'elokim amar v'haleni, that God said to speed me, that is a holy name. Chadalacha me'elokim asher imi, don't mess with God who's with me. Kodesh, that's a holy name. Kedivrei Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, is according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Elokim zedim kamu alai, God, proud people rise up against me. Kodesh, that's a holy name. Elisha hakorei tzarech shiyo mafsik b'kriyas Elokim zedim kamu alai, but the reader has to pause between the name of God and saying the haughty are risen up against me. So you shouldn't say Elokim zedim, which makes it sound as if you're referring to God by that adjective. Aval rachum v'chanun erech hapayim v'rav chesed melech malachim meromam godol elyon tzadik v'yashar chesed tamim gibor hare elo nimchakin. All these other names that refer to God, or really their attributes that refer to God, that he's merciful, that he's gracious, that he's long-suffering, that he has much mercy, that he's the King of Kings, that he's on high, that he has great power, that he's righteous, that he's upright, that he's pure, that he's strong. All of these attributes that we use to describe God, may the Holy One, may the Righteous One, this, that, these can be erased. But if somebody uses them to curse another person, atzmo v'chavera, whether himself or another, chayev, he is guilty for cursing by God. Goyim u'mesim echad chayev, if you curse a non-Jew or a dead person, chayev once. Dayan v'nasi chayev shtayim, if you curse a judge or a prince, you're chayev twice. There's two obligations against cursing these people. And some say that it's actually three averus to curse the ruler. If somebody curses a parent, God forbid, using the name of God, then he can be stoned to death. But if he uses one of these attributes of God, then he only gets a warning. That is the end of the fourth parak of Sofrim. Join us next week when we'll be continuing with the fifth parak.